Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome to Volume 2 of the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. Here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share personal stories and the stories of others as we are growing through the journey of creating the life, love, and legacy of our dreams our way. Tune in as you may feel inspired to evolve into the best version of yourself. Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And today we're going to have a chat about why the inner work precedes the external work in life, relationships, and even in business. Oh, this is a conversation that I contemplated if I was even going to have it with you or not, because what I'm going to share with you is in part vulnerable and it's some good teaching. And part of the work that I do is I share my wisdom in courses and paid programs and offers. And in all transparency, some of the biggest challenges that we have as online entrepreneurs is what should be free and what should be paid. And so I am just being completely transparent with you and keeping it real that I had this thought this morning. I need to have a conversation on the podcast about this. And then I noticed a little bit of resistance came up about, oh, this should be in a paid program. I don't need to tell people this. I need to say this in a paid program. But you know what? I have learned time and time again that when we receive those inner nudges, that we should follow it and listen to it. And what's interesting is the mind is always quick to rush in with the thoughts of resistance that repel the thing that we actually desire to come in. And so I hope this conversation serves you well. Why are we having this conversation right now? We're having this conversation right now because there is a frequency happening in the atmosphere right now that I call a chasing energy. I can feel it. It's palpable. I've had conversations with women that I've worked with before. I'm witnessing people that I know, and they're in this chasing energy. They are chasing down the answer. They are chasing down the solution to being more successful, making more money, improving their relationship. And they have forgotten about the way that God created everything to work. God created everything to work from within, then without. And as humans, I believe some of our biggest work of our lives is to remember to go within before going without. However, the world that we live in here in the Western world, we are often conditioned to chase what we see with our eyes. And so it's the shiny object syndrome. You see somebody with a beautiful new home, you want a beautiful new home. You see someone sharing that they've made $1 million in their company, you want to make $1 million in your company. You see someone share that they're traveling the world, you want to travel the world. You see someone in this beautiful relationship where their partner looks like they adore them, you want your partner to adore you that way. And people start chasing the result. The danger in chasing is that we often do it from a frequency and from an energy and from a mindset that is not in alignment with actually having the thing. Go figure. And so many people are doing what I call going up to Utah instead of coming down here to Florida, where they said they wanted to go. Many people say, I want to go to Florida. I want to go to the Sunshine State. I want to go to the ocean and the palm trees. And I'm speaking in analogies here. However, everything about the way they're approaching it is sending them to Utah. And it's not until most people land in Utah and they look around and they see something that doesn't look like Florida where they realize, oh, this isn't this doesn't look like Florida. This doesn't, I don't see palm trees. I don't see an ocean. I don't, this isn't what I wanted. And that's usually when people tend to stop, pause, and self-reflect and go into introspection. And then they realize they need a course correct. I believe this is the path of the human experience. Noticing where we got off track. Noticing when we turned left when we should have turned right. Noticing when we got caught up in chasing instead of aligning ourselves to attract the thing that we desire. And right now, I see it a lot. I've worked with women from all walks of life, women who desire to work with me for multiple reasons. They want to improve their relationship. They want to go to the next level in their business or their career. They want to be more seen and visible as a leader, and they're having some challenges with that. There's so many different reasons women have hired me to mentor them. And without fail, I have noticed many wait until they've ended up in Utah. They wait until they've ended up in Utah, and I'm not where, this is not where I wanted to go. I said I wanted to go here, and I'm not there, and I'm trying to figure out why is that. And the why almost always is the inner game. The inner game. Our results are predicated on 85 to 90% inner work, our mindset, our beliefs, our attitude, our frequency. Our results are determined by a mere 10 to 15% action. Sometimes even less than that. Some researchers are saying only 5% action. And so we have different researchers saying different things, but the scale is obvious that your inner game matters a heck of a lot more than the action you take. Because if your inner game is in alignment, your mindset, your beliefs, your attitude, your frequency, your perception, your self-perception, if all of this is in alignment, you're inevitably going to take aligned action. You are inevitably going to create the thing that you desire. You're going to deepen the connection and intimacy with your partner. You're going to attract more opportunities. You're going to have more success. You're going to create abundance. You're going to create what you desire. You're going to have opportunities for more visibility and expansion in the work you do. That's going to be inevitable. That's the byproduct. But we forget that as humans, especially here in this Western world. So I want to have a conversation with you about some realizations I had earlier in the year about my own inner game process in entrepreneurship. I haven't shared a whole lot of my entrepreneurship journey, and part of that was because I was feeling I needed to wait until I arrived a certain destination. I was feeling I needed to wait until I made a whole bunch of money to tell people how I did it. I felt I needed to wait until I landed some sort of a book deal and then I could tell people how I did it. But I realized there's a lot of value in sharing things while I'm in it. And once I've gotten out of that reflection and realization mode and I have some wisdom I can share, there's still value in that. And I actually value that myself as a student and someone who's learning from someone. I value hearing them in real time say, hey, this is what I had to navigate because it feels more real and possible for me. And so I want to go into a little bit of spiritual principles about the inner game during this conversation also, because I think it's important to understand that this isn't just a scientific perspective about our unconscious mind and our thoughts and all that stuff, but there's actually spiritual principles that align with focusing and prioritizing on your inner game to produce certain results in your life, your relationship, or your business, whatever it is that you're desiring to experience a transformation in. And I was reminded of this earlier this year. I was in a mastermind and I had this realization around March or April or so, earlier in the year, first quarter of the year, and it blew me away. It was one of those epiphanies where everything made so much sense, where it felt like someone turned on the light in a dark room. And I was thinking to myself, no wonder, no wonder. And so before this mastermind, I found myself spinning my wheels in my business. And I wasn't getting where I wanted to go. And I was getting very frustrated. And I was starting to get into some doing energy. And I was forgetting all my own work, my own process of you be, you do, and then you shall have, right? And so I had invested in myself, as I usually do, because I was noticing something is not right. And I know that I can try to do all I want, but there's some inner work to do. And so I practice what I preach. I invested in myself, and I was in this year-long container. And then eventually, I was in this mastermind, and in this mastermind, it was all about the inner work for entrepreneurs. This was not one of those masterminds where it's like, oh, we're going to tell you 10 steps to make multiple 5 or 6 figures a month, and you're going to follow these steps. And then nope, it was a straight inner work, straight soul searching, straight mindset shifting and elevating, straight expansion. And I'm here for it. I love spaces like that because that's what I'm about. That's the work I do. And during this time, we're having these conversations and I'm talking through what I have been experiencing these last couple years in my online business, what I have been noticing. And then all of a sudden, these words flew out of my mouth. I was avoiding responsibility. And it felt like one of the purest truths I had spoken in a long time. And what was uncovered during that conversation was that I was avoiding responsibility on a very deep, unconscious level because of my past, which is typically why any of us are sabotaging in any area of our lives, in our life, our relationship, or our business, is because our unconscious mind is trying to keep us safe, is trying to protect us, because we form stories about ourselves based off of those circumstances that left an emotional scar. And until we do the work to heal it, and until we do the work to rewire it, we will repetitiously create circumstances and scenarios that our unconscious mind has decided and determined are safer. But there is no success and safety, my dear, in any category of the life you desire. And when I spoke this truth, tears just flowed down my face and I realized, oh my gosh, I've been required to be responsible most of my life, many times in ways that felt like it was projected onto me, that I didn't choose it. I didn't choose to be responsible for my little sisters growing up. It was projected onto me. I didn't want to be a single mom and have to financially provide for my son most of his life. That was put on me, that burden. And there was these different circumstances and scenarios in my life where I had a responsibility that I resented. And in that resentment, I formed a belief about myself, about circumstances that I chose in those moments were not going to be good. And that unconscious belief was running the show. It was running the show. And I had all these brilliant ideas. So many different ideas that I was not executing on. Because I had this unconscious belief that was running the show. Now, this is the thing about our unconscious mind. Our unconscious mind oftentimes does not reveal what is holding on to until we put ourselves in certain environments for it to be exposed. And so I often say that if you want to experience expansion, change your environment. And by that, that often means the people that you're having conversations with. Because by me being in this different environment, having these different conversations with these women who are leaders and entrepreneurs and businesswomen, and everybody's there masterminding and just coming together, open heart, wanting to grow and shift and evolve, that right there created an opportunity for expansion, and that created an opportunity for my mind to open up. And there the belief surfaced. Because the desire that I had was starting to outweigh the doubt. And so I've been known to say to allow your desires to disrupt your doubt. And many times people don't even know what they want. And because they don't even know what they want, their lives, their relationships, and their businesses continue to remain stagnant in the same. But when you can get so deeply connected to a desire, and then you put yourself in certain rooms and spaces and environments where higher level conversations are being had, you will notice your belief systems will start to bubble up to the surface, and then you can no longer ignore it. Unless you're choosing to consciously sabotage. And that's a whole other conversation. But because I had this desire to execute the ideas that I had this desire to create more impact in the work I do. I had this desire to continue to self-actualize and realize my own potential. And by me being in this mastermind, and by me being in these spaces with women who have similar desires, it allowed that unconscious belief to surface. And what was interesting is a lot of times people will think that the belief surfacing is enough. Oh, I know what it is now. I know what my limiting belief is now. Now I can go do the thing. And I'm like, ha ha, my dear, there's levels to this. Because awareness alone is not enough. And this is the issue that I find a lot in this work. So many people are actually aware of their own BS. And they still choose not to do anything about it. Awareness is not enough. We also need accountability. And because I was in this mastermind around people who were holding me accountable, it forced me to do the work. What was the work? Well, first I had to heal the emotional wounding that caused this belief to even be formed. And so that was a process. And then I've had to rewire that belief, which means I've had to repetitiously put a new thought, a new belief, a new paradigm in my unconscious mind through the tools and modalities that I use in my work to start to reshape and reframe the way that I was perceiving, in this case, responsibility. And what happens over time is when you do this type of emotional mastery work, and mindset shifting work, you start to shift who you're being. And as you're shifting who you're being, when you do something, you're now putting yourself in alignment to have the thing you desire. And so I want to share with you what happened as a result of me doing this work was I have been having this idea for this retreat that I'm hosting in next week. It sounds crazy. I'm saying that. Oh my gosh. Next week. There's still time to join us if you desire. And I'll share more details here in a moment about it. I have had visions and ideas about this retreat for quite some time. In fact, since the pandemic, I have been thinking about it because I was supposed to host an in-person retreat in 2020 because every year I host a retreat. I have been doing that for years. In fact, tomorrow will make 8 years since I've hosted my very first event, 8 years ago. And I've hosted so many different types of workshops, retreats, events. And I had this idea that I wanted to pull a combination of modalities and frameworks that I've done over the years. I wanted to add in new stuff. I wanted to up-level the experience. And I also wanted to add in an element that I had never added in my retreats before. And that was the boudoir photography. And I was sharing this, that for some reason, I was not taking action on it. And that's when I realized that epiphany that came through was the responsibility. And so some people may say, oh, I have this epiphany, now I go take action. Well, it sounds that simple, but it wasn't that simple. Because there was some healing I had to do from the emotional wound that caused me to form that belief. I had to rewire the way that I was perceiving responsibility in the work that I do. And then that allowed me to have the vitality and the energy and the capacity to execute. And I'm so grateful for this process of inner work because, you know, the sacred scripture says in Proverbs 4:23, to guard our heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. What does that mean? The inner, what's in our heart. Our heart could also be our mind. And this is what people don't understand about the mind. People think the mind is the brain. The mind is every cellular part of your being. The mind is your heartbeat. The mind is the blood flowing through your veins. The mind is your cells and your tissues and your DNA. The mind is in every part of your being. Every thought you think creates an energetic frequency and vibration that emits from your body. The mind is all over your body. And so whatever issues you're having internally, it will flow out into your life, as the scripture says. There is a hermetic philosophy. In part, the quote is as within, so without. And this quote is saying that who we are on the inside will be created in the world among us. And so a lot of times people will avoid doing inner work for multiple reasons. They simply don't want to know. They don't want to know. They don't want to know what's lying beneath the surface, or they don't value it. They think it's irrelevant, or they think they can outperform and outwork their limiting beliefs, their self-worth, their self-perception. And it's usually not until they hit a brick wall, there's breakdown in their marriage, there's a halt in their business, there's results not happening in their company, there's something not moving in the direction they want it to, where they realize something's not working here. And then they come to people like myself. What I would love is to attract the type of people who actually value personal growth and development like I do. And they want to work with me for the long haul. Like, we walk together and we do life together. We work on our life and our relationships and our companies and our leadership together. And I'm being transparent here and saying that that has been what I've been calling in into my business, is the type of women and leaders who value personal growth and development, where they believe in long-term investing in themselves and they want to find a mentor that they work with for a long period of time. That is how I've always approached mentorship. You know, when I first started investing in myself years ago, I would work with a mentor for 3 years. You know, I'm working with my Qigong Sifu. This is year two I've been with him. The business mentor that I've been working with, this is year two. So I stay put if it feels aligned. Now, I've had some folks where I got up out of there as fast as I could because they didn't know what they were doing, or they were harmful, or whatever the case may be. But when I know they're my person, I don't hop around. I stay put, because mastery is not something that happens quickly. We've all heard many times before that mastery takes at least 10,000 hours. At least. And so I know that the person I'm learning from has invested at least that much into their craft. And so it would behoove me to sit my butt down and be humble and listen to them for as long as it takes until I start experiencing the type of transformation I desire. And those are the types of women I desire to attract into my business. And it's something that I know I've had to rewire within myself. And with that, I was doing this work in this mastermind, and I'm doing this healing, and I'm doing this rewiring work. And eventually I launched the retreat, and I launched a membership, and I started putting stuff out there that I had always envisioned me putting out there. And although there has been some growing pains and there's been some challenges, I've leaned in, which lets me know I rewired something. And this is the work that we're going to be doing at the Whole New Woman Unleash the Magnetic Woman Within Retreat, October 5th through the 9th in Treasure Island, Florida. I'm so excited about this experience because this is for the woman who wants it all. You want the life, the love, the freedom, the time freedom, the whatever freedoms you're looking for. And you want to fully unleash yourself so that you are creating the type of unapologetic life where you are being fully you, authentically you, magnetically you, unapologetically you. You are deepening the connection you have in your relationship. You are experiencing the type of growth in the work you do that feels joyful. And you're doing all of it from the most beautifully aligned place. Because I like to say that aligned action activates the actualization of our dreams, of our desires, of our vision. And as I've painted for you on this episode, it's when we are in alignment where we're going down here to Florida, not to Utah. And that's the work we're doing at the Whole New Woman Retreat. We're going to be doing some beautiful, beautiful mindset work and belief system work. And we're going to do some of that inner healing work. I have a beautiful self-forgiveness exercise that we're going to do to really let yourself off the hook from shame and guilt from the times that you didn't do what you said you wanted to do, and for the times that you were punishing yourself, and the times that you were being hard on yourself, and the times that you allowed the inner critic to run the show. We're going to do a beautiful self-forgiveness ceremony so that you can let yourself off the hook once and for all and free yourself so that you are able to create everything you've ever wanted and more. And so if this is something you know for sure you've been wanting to come to and you just were hesitating and procrastinating on choosing yourself, I invite you to activate your courage and choose yourself. It's a brave act to be the type of woman who chooses herself in a world that conditions women to believe that self-sacrificing is honorable. I believe that if we're no good to ourselves, we can't be any good to anyone or anything in our life, our relationships, or the work we do. And so this retreat is all about you. And what I'm most excited about is on the final day, my international award-winning photographer is going to give you a private mini boudoir photo shoot so that you are taking that aligned action by unleashing yourself and experiencing yourself in a new way. And when you get these photos back, you're going to be able to see yourself with new eyes. And there's something about as a woman seeing ourselves with new eyes that is really activating and expansive and feels so good to us that we want to go create the thing we desire. We feel inspired to go create the thing that we desire. And so that's why I'm having this photo shoot on the final day, because every time I do one of these, it lights me up in such a way. I've created so many things on the back end of doing this. I've written my book. I launched the blog. I started my speaking career. I transformed my marriage. I took my leadership and visibility to the next level in the work I do as an online entrepreneur. I mean, there's so many results that I've gotten and women that I've worked with on the back end of doing this. And so it's really a catapulting moment when you can go and do this beautiful inner work with me and then have this photo shoot on the final day I guarantee you're going to walk away from this retreat feeling like a whole new woman. So there is going to be a link in the show notes for you to be able to join us. And I have been offering a bonus that is quite incredible and shocking. If you know someone who wants to come to this retreat with you, I'm offering a buy one, bring a guest at no additional cost bonus. Now, there are things that are included and things that are not included in the purchase of your retreat ticket. And what's included in your retreat ticket is the sessions, the healing work, the coaching, some of the meals. You're going to receive a gift. What's not included in the photography, the boudoir photography, the makeup session, that's all included in the retreat ticket. What's not included is, of course, you got to get yourself there. So your airfare and your transportation, and you're going to pay for your room. And we have a block of rooms under the retreat venue. And so what you're going to want to do is, if this is for you and you know you want to bring someone, you can private message me on Facebook, or you can send me an email, ca@cassandraaustin.com, and purchase your ticket and let me know who your guest is. And however you and your guest want to do it, and y'all might want to split it in half and go half on your ticket, whatever you want to do. But that is something I'm offering since we are on the last week of promoting this retreat, and we still have some spaces available for anyone who knows that this is for them and you're ready to say, you know what? I'm choosing myself because I'm not leaving 2023 the same way. I'm leaving as a whole new woman, because when I enter 2024, I'm ready to explode my life, my relationship, and my business in the most spectacular way. If this is you, then hit the link in the show notes and I'd love to see you there. But that completes this episode. Thank you for being here with me. And I am looking forward to our next time together. I can't wait to see what comes up next between now and then. Take care now. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.